Welcome to Telling Tales, the place to get your fiction fix. In each episode, we'll have a story for you. Maybe you'll find yourself in a far-flung corner of the world, or deep in the French countryside, or even on the banks of the River Tyne. We'll take you to places where the past and the present merge. Rocks talk, and a curry can kill you. Sometimes funny, sometimes dark, but always entertaining. Welcome to Telling Tales. The Alpha Pill. Mark James sat at the head of the boardroom table. Clustered around him were his senior management team. The boardroom walls were covered in the memorabilia of a lifetime of achievement. His honorary doctorate from Newcastle University, the cover of Time magazine when he was named Man of the Year, and the photograph of him shaking hands with Barack Obama. The whole room was a homage to his brilliance and success as the owner and CEO of the world's largest pharmaceutical and beauty products company. Mark tapped his water glass with his pen and the room fell silent. Let's get on with this, pointed at the two people who sat at the far end of the table beside a very large computer screen which almost covered the wall. Okay, David, what have you got for us? And don't bore us all to death with page after page of charts. I've a busy day ahead of me and you asked for this meeting, but there's been no agenda, no briefing document, so this better be good or you're in big trouble. Mark's management philosophy was simple. He rewarded success and he punished failure. Dr. David Calder, the head of the pharmaceutical division, stood up. He was a man in his mid-50s, balding with piercing blue eyes. He glanced nervously about the room and began, No notes, please, and turn off your phones. What I'm about to tell you is top secret. There was a brief moment whilst the board members put down their pens and turned off their phones. Thank you. Now, simply put, we have developed a drug that will revolutionise not only our company, but the healthcare of every country in the world. This is not only a cure for obesity. It will also eradicate diabetes, hypertension, and chronic heart disease. On the screen, a picture flashed up of a diamond-shaped pill, quickly followed by a photograph of three people, two men and a woman, all dressed in swimwear, their bodies toned and muscular. The screen flashed back to the pill, which was now titled The Alpha Pill. Ladies and gentlemen, David continued, the Alpha Pill will change our company and the world's health forever. And now the screen displayed the photographs of the three people again. But now they were all clinically obese, rolls of fat cascaded down, culminating in feet that were swollen with edema. We have conducted a limited trial, and we'll soon be moving forward to a full trial, and then we'll seek FDA, EMA, and NICE approval for distribution in the United States, the European Union, and the United Kingdom. This photograph was taken 6 months before the other one. I can assure you they've not been doctored, and neither are the exceptional within the control group cohort. David continued. He looked around the table, and he could see that every single one of them had his attention. There's a reason there's no briefing paper or agenda. It's that this is so secret, no one outside this room, even in my research team,
doesn't have the full picture.
Just Lucy Arthurs, our head of marketing, and myself. Lucy, can you give us the estimated projections on future earnings and profits? Lucy moved to the side of the screen and addressed the room. A modest estimate of potential global sales is between 200 and 300 billion UK pounds, with the cost of sales around 15 billion. That's for each of the first 5 years as we ramp up production. Then after that, who knows? I'll have a detailed report that you can view later. Mark James had achieved almost every goal he'd set himself. He was a global sensation, the boy from Newcastle who left school at 16 without a penny to his name. Dyslexic, dyspraxic, also the ability to problem-solve like no other. He saw solutions where others saw only problems. He took companies on the brink of collapse and turned them into brand leaders. But even he never thought he'd become one of the richest people on the planet. Now in his early 60s, he had only one ambition left, and that was to stand above Gates, Musk, Bezos and the rest of them who built their empires on inherited wealth. He wanted to be number one, the richest man in the world. Mark had another unerring ability. He could smell a butt coming a mile away. Tapped his glass again. David, your before photograph was in colour. The after one is in black and white. Why? So let's get to the butt. There's a side effect or a problem that will impact us. I want to know now. David could feel his blood pressure rising. He continued. When we started to test this on the control group, we knew from our test on mice that it would affect the body's metabolic rate and would speed up the rate it consumed fat and would be an ideal slimming tablet. What we didn't realise that it also impacted on the body's ability to turn fat into muscle. Each person in the control group was given an exercise regime, nothing too strenuous, slowly building over a six-month trial. We quickly began to see how muscle tone was improving at a rate we'd never seen before. The liver and kidney function that in many of the control group was in a poor state had almost completely been restored to full health. Diabetes had disappeared. Circulation improved fantastically. Even blocked or clogged arteries had miraculously been cleared. Our doctors were astonished. These sort of recovery rates are unheard of. This drug will revolutionise public health and save a fortune in public healthcare costs. Mark banged his fist on the table. But! David cleared his throat. And the after picture of the three people turned to the screen, this time in colour. As you can see from this photograph, the drug turned the skin a light blue colour. There was an audible gasp around the table as all eyes turned to Mark. Before he could speak, John Turnbull, the group's chief financial officer, stood up. Why the hell are you wasting our time on this nonsense? No one's going to buy a drug, no matter how good, if it turns them blue. Mark raised his arm. John, please sit down for a moment. He turned to David. Is this effect temporary or permanent? Can we rejig the formula so it has all the good qualities, but just not the blue bit? Mark was desperate to find a solution, as he knew if this could work, he wouldn't be just one of the wealthiest people on the planet, he'd be the richest. David continued. The drug acts at a DNA level. It restructures the body's defence systems to repair the liver and kidney functions, to repress the appetite, which leads to overeating. As a byproduct, it generates a new type of hormone that has all the effects I've described, but it also turns the skin blue. We've tried everything we can to stop the skin discoloration, but if you take out that one step, none of it works. If it helps, skin might be a light blue colour, but it feels fabulous. After 6 months, there's no need for further treatment, and the benefits seem to be permanent. Mark stared at the screen, the whole room waiting for him to speak. John Turnbull grunted and turned and looked at him. Mark said, I've known David a long time, and I know he has an ace up his sleeve, but he wouldn't be standing there with that smug look on his face. I'll give him one more minute. David took a deep breath. Don't want a minute. I'm going to hand over to Lucy Arthurs. Lucy was not the normal power-dressing corporate career woman. She was in her early 50s, had close-cropped hair and no makeup. But she knew people, especially people like Mark. She knew if she didn't win Mark, all would be lost. But she knew exactly what to do. She began. Marketing resulted in young people carrying around bottles of water because they believed they needed to sip it 5 times an hour. It's marketing that has persuaded millions of women that filler in their lips that makes them look like someone had punched them in the face is a great look. It's marketing that got men to go from a yearly bottle of Lynx aftershave to using a skin products that will make no difference to them at all. We persuaded a whole generation to pay fortunes to advertise our brand names on T-shirts, handbags, baseball caps, convincing them that blue skin is cool. It's as easy as selling the idea that hydrogenated vegetable oil tastes like butter. I have a marketing campaign. It'll have the obese queuing for hours to get the pill that makes them look like gods, even if it is a blue-skinned one. Mark nodded his approval. Everyone looked thrilled except John Turnbull. He remained stony-faced. Mark said, Lucy, this campaign better be good. Give me bullet points. A new chart flashed up on the screen. Lucy now knew she had Mark. She just needed to get the rest on her side, especially John. She knew Mark listened to him. He was the financial whiz kid whose understanding of the money markets had driven the acquisitions that had driven the company's profits into billions. We start with the low-level influencers, she continued. Those greedy bastards would sell their own mothers for a foothold in our marketing budget. Then we move on to the celebs and the personalities. And here we have some ideas for our stealth marketing campaign. And she turned the screen and was about to go on. Stop! John Turnbull stood up again and looked across the table at Mark. We need to stop this meeting and I need to talk to you now. Mark scowled at him, but he had enough respect for John to realise something was seriously wrong. Mark said, Okay, everyone, take a break, return in 15. There's coffee in the next room. No talking about what we've been discussing in front of anybody else. Remember, hush, hush. Once everybody was out of the room, he turned to John. Okay, John, what's all this about? John was shaking, his face pale. Mark, this is a disaster. Our business model on the pharmaceutical side is built around a very specific fact. More and more people are living longer and longer, and nearly all of them need long-term medication. They take daily doses of statins to control cholesterol levels, a combination of drugs to lower blood pressure, drugs to thin their blood to prevent strokes, and so many more. We make them all. And they drive our cash flow, they drive our profits, and they drive our expansion plans. We get massive loans from the banks, and we repay them from that guaranteed income. If this drug becomes commonly used, it has the effect they're predicting. We will do that all. The alpha pill cures people. Once they find a way to stop the blue thing, and I know they will, then every health service, every government will want it. But once it's gone out into the general population... Mark placed his hand on John's arm. I see it too now. You're right, my friend, you're right. And I know exactly what to do. That night, a specialist cleaning firm took over the laboratory that designed the alpha pill. They took away the computers, files, specimens, and everything else associated with the project. All stocks of the drug were destroyed. All the staff were redeployed and signed non-disclosure agreements. In return, they got a large cash payout to keep them quiet. Lucy and David resigned. Mark paid them both a bonus of £5 million each for their signature on the NDA and their silence. After all, they were the only ones who knew everything about the alpha pill. On the terrace of their villa, on a rocky outcrop, looking down on the crystal clear waters below Skiathos in Greece, David raised his glass of wine. Here's to us, Lucy. You saved our skins. As soon as we knew the alpha pill was useless, I was desperate. Lucy looked out at their infinity pool that overlooked the bay. I was worried for a moment, but as soon as I realized John Turnbull had bought it, I knew we were home and dry. What a disaster, wasn't it? Turning your skin blue was the only thing it was good at. David nodded. The company had invested millions in the project, as we were the driving force behind it. We would have been out on the street in the time it takes to say clinically obese. But you, you bloody genius, came up with this amazing plan. I don't know how you came up with it. Lucy smiled. You know science, David. I know people. And in the end, it's all just marketing. Just marketing. And now, instead of looking for a job, we're £10 million richer. And they both burst out laughing.
If you enjoyed this episode, then please support my podcast by buying me a coffee. It's £2 a cup. Click the heart logo in the top corner of the website page to donate. If you're on another podcast provider, then check out buymeacoffee.com and search for Jeff Price N3. Thank you. You can contact Telling Tales direct by emailing tellingtalesjeffprice@gmail.com. Until the next time, goodbye.